Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite cun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so for the record, I want everybody to know, I had a great weekend. It was incredibly relaxing. And got in a good football game with the Memphis Showboats, went to our local Memorial Day event and ceremony, and just had a great time, even had a burger. And it was just a great weekend. And then the Republicans have to turn around and ruin the weekend by pulling these shenanigans with the Democrats and President Biden on the debt ceiling. And we're going to get into that. But I'm telling you, I don't know what's happened in the country over the past 48 hours where you've got Chick-fil-A going full-blown woke, and now you've got a bearded drag queen princess cavorting about with children at Disneyland. And nobody wants to ride that horror show. But we're going to talk about all of it today, folks. So really all of it. We're going to be having some great guests on. We understand that the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Scott Perry, is going to drop by later in the program. We need to figure out how the Freedom Caucus is going to stop this nonsense. The Speaker of the House, and we had been very complimentary of the Speaker, and we knew what we were getting with Kevin McCarthy, but we had him on a short leash, right? So we knew that there was always the possibility that he was going to embrace his inner Paul Ryan. We knew that was a possibility, but this is just unbelievable. The Republicans had the high ground here. The Republicans had everything they needed to force the Democrats' hand and do something about this out-of-control spending. Now, you're going to be hearing a lot of spin over all of this, but folks, there's really no way to spin it. This is an absolute defeat for the Republicans. This literally raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. $4 trillion. Who do they think we are? Ukraine? I mean, come on, for crying out loud. As a matter of fact, I know that at least one major conservative talk radio network put out talking points for all of their hosts yesterday, telling them to get behind Kevin McCarthy and this deal. So, you know what I did with those talking points? Well, I'm not a member of that particular network, so I gave him the heave-ho. I filed that one in the circular. So, my question here, ladies and gentlemen, is what do you want the Republicans to do? The vote is tomorrow, and a growing number of Republicans say they will not support this at all. There are some rumblings in the Senate that the Republicans might try to stage a revolt. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, to know about your opinion on this. Do you want Kevin McCarthy to basically sell us down the river? And that's really what he's done here. This is not a conservative victory. No matter what you hear in the mainstream media, no matter what you hear on Fox News, this is not a victory for conservatives. This is a capitulation. This is a surrender. That's what this is really all about. And it's really unfortunate that Kevin McCarthy went down this path. It really is. By the way, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, among those condemning this new deal, cut number two, please.
Let's start with the breaking news over the weekend. You have Speaker McCarthy, who said this is a deal worthy of the American people. But then Chip Roy, congressman, bone rib conservative, he supports you. He said pretty bluntly, plus $4 trillion. No. So there's a fracture in the Republican Party. Where do you stand, Governor?
Well, prior to this deal, Kaylee, our country was careening towards bankruptcy. And after this deal, our country will still be careening towards bankruptcy. And to say you can do $4 trillion of increases in the next year and a half, I mean, that's a massive amount of spending. I think that we've gotten ourselves on a trajectory here really since March of 2020 with some of the COVID spending. It totally reset the budget, and they're sticking with that. And I think that that's just going to be totally inadequate to get us in a better spot. Look, in Florida, we run big budget surpluses. We have a $1.2 trillion economy, but our debt is only $17 billion, second lowest per capita in the country. But we make tough choices, and we make sure that we look forward to the long haul. Obviously, in Washington, D.C., they do these cycles to just get them through the next election. And that's ultimately one of the reasons why they continue to fail.
All right, there you go. That is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, taking a break from bashing President Trump to go after Republicans in the House of Representatives. So my question here is very simple. If this deal goes through and the Republicans actually somehow manage to pass this, and they will have to do it with Democrat votes, is this a violation of Kevin McCarthy's agreement with the House Freedom Caucus? And if so, will the House Freedom Caucus have the courage to call to vacate the chair? Could we be looking at the end of Kevin McCarthy's speakership here? I think the Republicans have to play hardball. The conservatives need to send a message that we are not going to tolerate this constant capitulation. That's all it is. This is not compromise. This is capitulation. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That is, again, our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. And we got a lot happening. Josh Hawley going at it with Attorney General Merrick Garland over the FBI attacks on Catholics in America. Also, the FBI director is refusing to testify, and we're hearing that contempt charges may be on the table. So again, why is it maybe on the table? Why not it is on the table, and we're going to haul him in. We will arrest the FBI director if he refuses to come in and address Congress. Why are we not doing that? Because you know, ladies and gentlemen, that if the Democrats were in charge, that's exactly what they would be doing. We have got to play hardball. And if the leaders that we have in the Republican Party don't want to play hardball, well, guess what? We've got to find new leaders. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. It really is that simple. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will go to your phone calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com, or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, Ralph Norman, our good friend from South Carolina, says, hey, look, this deal is insanity. It has virtually no cuts at all. Congressman Chip Roy, who, by the way, is a DeSantis guy, says this is nothing more than a turd sandwich. Yes, he said it, ladies and gentlemen, a turd sandwich, a fecal falafel, if you will. Also, Senator Rand Paul, my apologies, I know it's the lunch hour. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says the deal has fake spending cuts, said that conservatives have been sold out once again. Do you agree or disagree with that assessment? Well, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Let's start with William in Statesville, North Carolina. William, what say you?
Hey, Todd, over the weekend, that just proved to me that the people that are supposed to be making the in this country are just in each other's pockets. What do you do when you find yourself old? You stop digging. They ain't even put the shovel down yet. And if Donald Trump were to be elected into office, I've just got one thing to say to him. He needs a pass. For putting up all the grief and aggravation.
Hold on, William. We got a bad phone connection, and we didn't hear the one thing you wanted to tell President Trump. So give it another shot.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Give it a shot there, William.
All right. The people over the tough decisions up.
Okay. Let's put William on. William's got a bad cell reception there. Let's go to John in North Carolina. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Todd, I just wanted to say that when Biden was elected, I wasn't surprised when the country went downhill. We knew Biden before he was elected. And the same thing goes for Kevin McCarthy. We knew what Kevin McCarthy was before he was placed in his position. If you have a spider on your hand, don't be surprised if it bites you.
Well, it's a good point, John. I mean, we did know who McCarthy was. We expected, though, the House Freedom Caucus to keep him in line. Now, there is some challenge. We've got Thomas Massie, who is a conservative, but he is supporting this. Also, Congressman Dusty Johnson, who is chair of the Main Street Caucus, said the bill is absolutely going to pass. So this is going to be it'll be a tough sell.
The fact that it passes doesn't mean it's a good bill, though.
No, not at all. Look, the question I have is, what are we going to do after this is all over with? Does McCarthy still have a job? It looks to me like he has violated the promise he made to the House Freedom Caucus. So will the Freedom Caucus have enough votes to make sure McCarthy is no longer speaker if this thing goes through?
I don't know, but will they even try?
Rhetorical
Biden
question.
Has broken a few rules, too, but, he's still pulling the cart. And I don't know. I'm just really disappointed in our whole system. And this is not the America that I thought it was when I was in the military years ago.
No, I hear you, John, and I'm sympathetic. Appreciate the call. I don't know what to say. Now, look, the bill's has to go back to the Rules Committee later this afternoon. And if it gets through, if it passes the Rules Committee, then the entire Congress or the full House will vote on it tomorrow. So far, only two of the nine Republicans on the committee have criticized the deal. So the point is, if this happens, we are not a fiscally conservative party. We really haven't been for a long time. I mean, you look at the amount of spending even under Trump. I mean, it was insane. Look, we just balls and strikes here, folks. We just called the balls and the strikes. Bush, Trump, we spent out the wazoo. And it is what it is. 844-747-8868. That is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, can I tell you about what it was like in Memphis over the Memorial Day weekend? This is one of the upper middle class neighborhoods here in the East Memphis area. Cut number three. That was gunfire, ladies and gentlemen. That was not fireworks. That was actual gunfire picked up on Ring cams. People are freaking out. But again, this is what happens when you elect progressive radicals to your city council. And they would rather protect criminals than protect the law-abiding citizens. Unbelievable what happened over the weekend. All right, people are freaking out over this, and I don't know why people are. I don't know why today, of all days, people are freaking out over this, but people are freaking out over this. So word apparently leaked out on social media that Chick-fil-A, the official chicken of our Lord, has embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this is true. We did some research and we found out that, in fact, Chick-fil-A does, in fact, have an entire division dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. which could explain why they are serving cauliflower sandwiches and kale salad. By the way, has anybody had one of those cauliflower sandwiches yet? They haven't put it on the menu in Memphis. I'm fairly certain. You know, the next thing you know, they're going to be trying to barbecue cauliflower. Yeah, you'll know the end of days is upon us. Anyway, Chick-fil-A has this whole website, and it's not a secret. As a matter of fact, they've had this diversity, equity, and inclusion department for a couple of years now, and they say their commitment is to being better at together. What does that mean, being better at together? They say it means embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do. You know, that could explain that weird taste on the grilled nuggets. That could be it, right? Anyway, Chick-fil-A apparently now adding a dash of wokeness to their batter, which is their right to do as a private company. A lot of people are really upset over this. By the way, Governor Mike Huckabee, people may not be aware, but Mike Huckabee, who saved Chick-fil-A from the original attack by the Alphabet activist back in 2012, has now rejected Chick-fil-A. He has renounced the official chicken of our Lord. And I don't know. He may be Bojangles. I'm not sure. I'll find out, Ben. Don't worry. I wouldn't fret about this. But he's not a Chick-fil-A fan because he says Chick-fil-A has gone woke and Chick-fil-A privately did the bidding of the LGBT activist by defunding groups like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So anyway, Chick-fil-A has done all of this very quietly and with good reason, because they know that most of their customers, and I'm saying not all, but most, are from conservative households and Christian households. And Chick-fil-A did not want them to know that they had surrendered to the Alphabet activist. They've got this website is bizarre. They also have a workshop, a seminar coming up, featuring an expert on black equity, which I find to be ironic because Chick-fil-A only uses white meat chicken. They only use the white meat. So are they going to start using some thigh meat, some leg meat in their nuggets? I don't know what that means. This is so discouraging. Chick-fil-A says they want to unite around something bigger than ourselves, which at one point, the whole point of Chick-fil-A was to deliver a delicious chicken sandwich tucked between hot buttered buns, served with impeccable Southern hospitality. My pleasure, America. Right? But now they've gone, well, it's sad. It's just sad. So I'm not sure what this means, whether or not this will influence where you buy your chicken. I will say this, Bojangles is pretty darn tasty. As a matter of fact, Bojangles tastes better than Chick-fil-A. Yes, I said it. They taste better than Chick-fil-A. It had to be said. It had to be said, America. So there you go. That's the latest from the cancel culture crowd. It brings me no joy to announce that the official chicken of our Lord has gone woke. Cock-a-doodle-freaking-do. All right. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Does this enhance or does this impact your chicken eating experience? That's 844-747-8868. By the way, I will say this, Bojangles has very good service as well. I mean, they don't say my pleasure, but they're very polite. And the food is always served hot and tasty. I will just leave it there. All right, 844-747-8868. Head over to our website. We have some great stories, including my essay on Chick-fil-A, embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion. And also, we're going to have a crazy story coming up in just a little while about Disney, and they have hired a bearded princess to cavort with the children at Disney. Is it Disney World or Disneyland? It doesn't really matter. It's freaky. Freaky! All right. Hang tight, everybody. I told you. I had a great weekend, and then I read the news. And we're going to you-know-where and a you-know-what, America. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phones here. Asheville, North Carolina. Chris wants to weigh in on Disney. Chris, welcome, and what is on your mind?
Well, I was going to call you and talk about Disney and their decisions, and you just mentioned it, and I can't believe it. It's a fairy godmother greeting the children, a man dressed in a dress with a mustache even. I can just hear a little girl saying, Mommy, why does the fairy godmother have a mustache? Well, guess what? I think Disney has made a stupid decision. That's sick.
Yeah, so Disneyland, this is in California, and they've hired a bearded drag queen to escort the children into the Enchanted Chamber. And Lord only knows what happens when the kids get inside, Chris. It's just disgusting.
It is. It makes me sick to my stomach. It's ridiculous.
So, Chris, my question is, and of course you're there at Asheville and you have a lot of religious organizations in and around that area. Are people fired up about this? Are people in the Christian community, are they boycotting Disney?
Oh, definitely. Families. I read some, emails that people are canceling their Disney membership for the year, and maybe they had a year's membership. People are boycotting Target, even the employees. Not just the customers, the employees even.
Well, it needs to happen, and basically, America needs to give Disney the same treatment it gave Budweiser. But honestly, I think people are more upset when their beer gets endorsed by a transgender person as opposed to, a bearded drag queen frolicking with the children at Disneyland.
I don't know. We'll see the repercussions, that's for sure.
Wow.
People need to get back to the Bible and go back to church and be families and talk to each other. And don't get me started.
No, I hear you. It is so aggravating. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Chris, thank you for that call. Kohl's, the department store, says that it is now embracing the LGBT agenda. They are now offering LGBT merchandise for infants and minors. This is according to the reporting of Fox News. Kohl's joined Target, Anheuser-Busch, and North Face among those that are selling gay-themed merch. One of the new products on Kohl's list is something called the Baby Sonoma Community Pride Bodysuit. Because what three-month-old doesn't need a bodysuit? This is disgusting. So the clothing is for 3-month-old, 6-month-old, and 9-month-old babies. The bodysuit, also called a onesie, sports an illustration of what appears to be a lesbian couple with a dog and 3 kids, and a young boy in a wheelchair. One adult is hauling around a progressive pride flag. Kohl's also selling Love is Love banners, towels, bibs, candles, shorts, and pillows. They also have shirts that say Be Proud and Ask Me My Pronouns. This is happening at Kohl's department store. Just so you know. Last week, skateboarder Taylor Silverman reacted on her Twitter account by saying, Pride for babies at Kohl's. Why does Kohl's support gay and trans people demanding validation from babies? Why do they want to associate babies with sexuality? You know, that is really a great question, Taylor Silverman. Why do they? Why do they want that? Oh, there was a, what was it? Over the weekend, Ben Dieter, you may have heard about this. There was something involving the furry community.
Oh, no.
And these are the people that dress up in the costumes, the fur suits.
And the leather.
Oh, geez, hello. I didn't know about the leather.
That's good.
All right. So they're having a convention. I guess that they call them furries. And these are the people that dress up in these, basically mascot outfits, right, that you would normally see at a football game.
They're not cute, though.
No, these are perverts.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's all about sex with these people. And they, Lord only knows what they do. But anyway, they were getting ready to have a convention, and they wanted the children to come. And again, the people are asking, why do you want children at your event, which is highly sexualized? Everybody knows what's going down at the furry convention. Right?
They're not playing with dogs. The dogs that you and I would traditionally think of.
No. No. The real dogs, the canines, they walk in, they take a sniff, and they're out of there. Even they know something's not right here. Something's not kosher.
Mm-mm. This isn't Clifford we're talking about. So,
no, God help Snoopy. So anyway, the organizers were really upset because under the new rules in Florida signed into law by Governor DeSantis, people under the age of 18 would not be allowed to go into the furry convention. So they had to make that change, and they officially had to ban children from attending their big sex convention. Now, again, we're talking about children at a sex convention.
It's appalling. And for the people that are upset about the Target and now the Kohl's are promoting this for little babies, I've heard the naysayers. They go, they're targeting it to parents, to adults. The babies aren't buying the clothes. Well, last time I checked, aren't they doing the tuck feature for those little kid bodysuits? That is targeting children.
Oh, at Target, by the way.
Ugh.
Literally, at Target they're selling those. By the way, just in case you need a definition, Ben, because I know you're a good church-going person, went to a good Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
Furries is a subculture linked to a sexual kink for people like animal characters by mainstream media, but for most furries. Their attraction to the community was not sexual, according to a survey of furries by Vox. You know, how did that survey work? They just randomly call people, ask if you're wearing a dog suit.
Is this like a random poll of people? Are you just calling off like the Aunt Beatrice? Are you into this?
Aunt B, why are you dressed like a kangaroo?
Take the collar off.
Yeah, what's coming out of the pouch, Aunt B? Anyway, they call it Megaplex. And they said their decision to restrict the ages of attendees was not an easy choice. Quote, Megaplex has welcomed younger fandom members and their families since its inception, and making this change was very difficult. Really? So a writer for Rolling Stone says that this is an attack on the LGBTQ, and I guess we have to add F, community. And the F stands for furry. E.J. Dickinson says the fact that the furry organizers, I'm sorry, the fact that the furry organizers felt pressured to bar children from the convention is yet another example of how it's been seen as an attack on LGBTQ rights. All right, why, ladies and gentlemen, why are these people, the furries and the drag queens, why do they want access to your children? That is the question you need to be asking. That is the only question here that needs to be addressed. Period. So, by the way, Florida, this is an amazing story. Florida schools are now moving to ban furries